Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. How are we looking? The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board, and a lot to get to today. We've got Craig Kishon, the studio host for Fox Sports Wisconsin, going to be joining us, coming up here a little bit later on today. Andy Herman from the Packer Report, PackerReport.com, and host of the Pack-A-Day podcast. He's going to be here as well. Pardon my sniffing. Also, Bob Nightingale, our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. Going to talk some baseball coming up today. And Mike Renner, lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. He is going to be here. Let's start off today with what happened yesterday. And it was breaking right when we were getting off the air. And we would be remiss if we didn't make a note of it. But to everybody, look, we advertise for Bud Light and obviously the competition and such. But, man, I know a lot of people, including our friend Kevin Holden. His wife, Christy, works over at Miller Coors, and thank God many of the people were just out. But for those, unfortunately, who were not, they had to deal with that and the loss of coworkers. Seven people killed yesterday at Miller Coors, and what an incredible tragedy that had taken place. And this is just, you know, the violence in the workplace issue. I try to stay out of the politics of things, but just to have it touch you so close to home. What an incredible tragedy yesterday. So I don't know really how to transition from that to sports, but it's cliche to say our thoughts and prayers and hearts and such go out, but they really do. Sat down last night and started thinking about that. I was watching some of the coverage and just a horrific day, because you just don't – everybody gets up and goes to work. You don't think about that stuff. You just don't. You know, everybody's worked in a business or in a workplace in which somebody was let go. Somebody's not happy about it. Everybody's had somebody they worked with that just doesn't take, you know, the rejection or the dejection very well, you know. And it's we should not have to live in a world in which we wonder whether or not somebody's actually going to come back and create that type of violence. And you can't, and here's the other thing, you can't prevent that, because if somebody wants to do something, they're going to do something. I mean, I've learned that a long time ago in this world. That if they want to get to you, they're going to get to you. It doesn't matter how much you do preventative measures. It doesn't matter how much you think you're safe. You just never are. I mean, it just, you have to depend on others and yourself and your own awareness. And so what happened yesterday is just, it hit so close to home for so many reasons. And one of the first things I did when I got in the car and I heard about it, the first thing I did was text Kevin Holden. I just said, is she okay? And he said, you know, thank God she's at the conference down in Houston, Texas. And so on one hand, I'm like, thank God somebody that I know personally is not involved in this. On the other hand, there are families now that are grieving because of this. So I wanted to make sure that we made a note of it. We did not really realize this as the show was ending yesterday. So... for those that may have thought that, you know, because we're so enveloped in sports in here. You know, we're following Twitter for sports and not necessarily news, and all of this was happening while we were on the air. So we didn't mention it because we just didn't realize it until we got off the air. And then once you realize the magnitude of what had happened, I think we would be remiss if we didn't start the show at least by mentioning that and saying how sorry we are that that anybody in any workplace, doesn't matter where it's at, that has to go through something like this. And hopefully one day this kind of behavior and mental illness stops. But anyway, I just wanted to make sure we got that out and started off on that particular note today. Not to start off on the most somberest of notes, but you can't just act like it didn't happen. You can't just move on. We are the escape from reality. That's what it is. That's what sports is. It's a community-based, sports fan-based building entertainment venue. It is not life or death when it comes to certain things like this. And so anyway, I just wanted to make sure we sent out our thoughts to everybody at the Miller Coors family, everybody here in our own backyard. And, you know, I use this terminology all the time, but like ripples on a pond, when you throw the rock in the middle of the pond, it affects a lot of people as the ripples continue to head outward. So between the families and the friends of the families, and I mean, it's small Milwaukee, man. It's small Wisconsin. Everybody knows somebody who knows somebody, you know, so it touches everybody. So anyway, I wanted to make a mention of that. Now getting back more to the entertainment side of things, the CBA for the NFL and the NFLPA, not going as planned. And the players are staunchly, staunchly against the 17-game season. Staunchly against it. You've got big-name players now starting to speak out, including Aaron Rodgers, who is against the CBA. And the owners want 17 games. They want to expand the postseason. They want more coverage. They want more money. Okay? And I understand that. The players do as well. But the players' idea of getting it versus the owners' idea of getting it are two vastly different topics, and the players are just against it. Now, Marquise Pouncey, and hopefully we'll get this. We'll grab this at some point. You got it? Now, is this the one? Okay, it's the bleeped one. Okay. Now, Aaron Rodgers is against it, but Marquise Pouncey, okay, he is rolling up, okay, when he does this recording. He is rolling up in a luxury automobile, shirtless, with a microphone in a window. And when he was asked about the current CBA and the proposal from the owners to the players, this is what he had to say.
Man, this is so crazy, man. I vote no. That our NFLPA, the dudes at the top, the leaders, man, that shit all bullshit. That they ain't looking out for the best of the players. And if y'all want my vote, the Pouncey twins vote no. And if any player on any one of our teams, if y'all hurt for rent money or anything while we go through this lockout, call us. Man, we got way more money than what they had back in the days. We ain't got to worry about that. All the vets on each team, stand the fuck up. Stand up. Show these guys that we care about them. Man, I care about all you young players, and I love you guys to death. I ain't gonna let y'all down. Trust and believe. They trying to sign a bull deal just so they sitting there, president can go around and smile and say, I got something done. You ain't get done.
That is Marquise Pouncey ripping the owners and ripping DeMaurice Smith for even considering this deal. Now, here's what he had said, if you were paying attention, was the players, the veterans, have more money than they've ever had. Call us. Stand together and call us, which is great. Now, if you're a young player and you're coming into the league and you need some food money or rent money, absolutely. Absolutely. Call them. But say you're a player that just came into the league and you took your signing bonus and you bought a gold car and you're out of money. Is that somebody who is now going to qualify for the heartstrings of the veterans? You know? I mean, think about it. So he's proposing that the veterans take care of those who don't have the money. Because the schism in the NFL, if you're a veteran, you're making 8, 10, 20, 30 million bucks. If you're not, then you're making 300, 700, 800,000, maybe $1 million. And you probably bought your home, you bought your car, you bought your mom a house, and now you got to wait for your second year to start getting your money and paying your bills. Well, you may not have that money. And there's far more of the young cats that aren't making the money than there are the old veterans that are. So what the owners are counting on is those who do not have the money to basically cross the line and say, no, we're going to take the handout. We'll go for one extra game if we make more money. And the veteran players are saying, no, stand strong. Stay strong. Well, it's easy to stay strong when you're on a pallet of cash. Aaron Rodgers said, I voted no last night. My decision to vote no is based off of the conversations I've had with the men in my locker room and that I am tasked to represent. This deal will affect every player that ever plays the game, and we have made this decision with only an abbreviated version of the deal, and that isn't good enough. Although I do see, he says, that there are many things in the proposal that improve the lives and care for the past, present, and future NFL players. There are issues with the others. 16 games to me was never something to be negotiated. The owners made it clear that the 17th game is about paying for the added benefits and had nothing to do with the positive feedback received about our extra risks involved with the added regular season game. Also, an extra game for every two seed moving. And then it goes on and on. He says, my involvement, because it's Aaron Rodgers' tweet. He said, then it goes on to added risk, and longer before that and after the bye week, we felt was important to addressing more of the offseason recovery time. The ideas discussed would not add costs for teams. In fact, if anything, would lessen some of them. My involvement has been far less than any negotiating team. The EC and the owners in the conversations, and I'm sensitive to that and appreciative of the time and sacrifices made. My involvement as a player's rep and a 15-year player in the league in this great game, though, allows me this platform to share my opinion. At the same time, requires me to speak on behalf of the sentiment that I hear from my teammates. So that is from Aaron Rodgers, basically saying, no, you're basically saying that, yeah, there's more risks, but because we're making more money, we'll pay for it. And that's what he's boiling it down to. So 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. We're also going to hear from Mike McCarthy at the Combine. Heard a little bit of that yesterday when we had Mike Clemens on in the last hour of the program, but Mike McCarthy speaking out. Also, like I said, coming up here at the bottom of the hour, Craig Kishon, studio host for Fox Sports Wisconsin. We're going to hear from him as well. Going to get a Brewers spring training update. We got all that yet to come, but the CBA not going over nearly as well as maybe what the owners had thought it would. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michael Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad to have you. So much. Hey, our friends over at Pella Windows and Doors reminding you they're damn good. I don't know how else to put it. Do what I did. If you have a need for replacement windows or doors, patio doors, big sliding doors like I did, man, that is the place to call. Our friends at Pella Windows and Doors. Go to PellaWI.com. To see all that they have to offer, last month's financing offers have been extended through the end of February. You got to hurry, though, okay? 10 years, 2.99 APR. That's 10 years, my friends. Or 18-month, zero APR to approve credit. Now, because of the demand, they are hiring experienced installers for Brookfield, Green Bay, especially out in Madison. Madison, they're cranking them out there. But Pella is number one nationally recognized brand. They've been in business for over 100 years, and if you want to become an installer, a window or door installer, they offer premium pay, some of the best pay in the industry. You're going to get hands-on training, work daily with project managers, get your completion, get it done, get on to the next job, get your more money, but it's all over at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com/career opportunities. That's PellaWI.com/career opportunities if you're looking for a job. But if you're like me and you're looking for the best damn windows, the best damn doors, and the best experience, that is our friends at Pella. Go to PellaWI.com. Our good girl, Gina Della from Pella, she's happy to help. But they are just the best, absolutely the best. Just walk up to one of these windows hold your hand next to it with the outside being outside, and you don't feel the outside on the inside. That's the biggest difference. It's the one thing I noticed right away when I had the new patio doors installed. So just try them, and they do start saving you money. I've noticed it. I noticed it immediately last year during the polar vortex. So go to pelletwi.com. That's pelletwi.com. Mike McCarthy at the podium. Mike says,
oh, good to be back in the NFL.
I thought I'd never say this, but it's good to see everybody here. I always looked at this day as Groundhog Day, but I no longer do. But no, it's great to be back. We're obviously, this time of year gives us a chance to be around the draft prospects, but just excited to be here and to get the draft process started. So with that, I'll take your questions.
There you have it. Now, Mike sat down and actually took a lot of questions, talked to a lot of stations, and did the Radio Row thing. We talked about what it's like being back in the NFL after a year of being out.
Well, I'm excited about the opportunity with the Cowboys. I'm trying to say that as I'm rejuvenated, give you some energy there. So that's what my media coach has told me. With that, I've had a year off. I mean, I think like anything in life, if you have a chance to step back, reflect, and really, take the time to be honest, be transparent about the things that you can improve on. That's all been part of the process that I went through leading up to, getting the job in Dallas. But, frankly, I haven't reflected 1 minute since I've arrived in Dallas because, like everybody, the coaching staff, we've had our head down and we're grinding away. But, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's a great opportunity. Being at the Combine is always fun. I mean, there's always great energy, in this whole city when the Combine comes to town. So I'm just thankful to be here.
He is glad to be back. And he was also asked, does being the head coach now of the Cowboys, does he enjoy working with Jerry Jones, and does it mean that he's going to be even more now in the media spotlight?
Not really. To me, it's always this game will always be about the players, and you can never lose sight of that. I mean, the locker room, it's something that I've always preached as a head coach. The locker room is the most important room in the building, and all your resources and your attention and your energy needs to point towards that because they play the game. They're the performers. They're really what this game's all about. So coaching's important. I'm not saying that at all, but at the end of the day, they're the priority. So and I think that needs to be the case.
Giving all the credit to the players, Mike McCarthy also said, Dak Prescott, his now quarterback, or at least right now, is in a business situation.
It's exactly where we want to be with Dak. I think what he's done to this point, speaks to itself. And really, Dak is in a business situation right now. Like anything, it's just time to be patient and let the business people work out the business matter.
Just keep your mouth shut. Keep moving on. How are we looking? There you go. That's kind of Mike McCarthy's mantra right now when it comes to Dak Prescott and the business of football. He was also asked if it was difficult while he was the last year living in Green Bay.
Difficult? I didn't think it was difficult at all. I mean, I had to go to rehab every day next to, I went to the Bell and Titleton Orthopedics. It was right next door, so I got to see Lambeau probably 3 or 4 times a week. So, I mean, this part, I don't know. Do you live in Green Bay, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's kind of hard to go anywhere up without seeing the stadium. So that's where my kids are born, and that's their hometown. And so, really, the year off was very beneficial for us as a family.
There you go. Do you live in Green Bay?
You can book that.
There you go. Thank you very much. Also, Mike McCarthy was asked, is it tough to be surrounded by the Packers colors and the fans and, all that kind of stuff when you live in Green Bay?
Oh, no, I have great memories and positive thoughts about my time there. And I'm thankful for not only, the opportunity to coach here, but the relationships that I will always have. I have a lot of close friends that still work for the Packers and the community that we live in there, that'll always be part of our family.
And then Mike McCarthy also was asked in 2012, he said he would never again give up the play calling. So now in Dallas, he's giving up the play calling.
I have a new job, so I get to start over and take all those never again statements back. But I think when you just look at the big picture, these decisions that I'm making, particularly early in my tenure, I've had a lot of time to think about it. I've had a chance to study the opportunities that were in front of me for quite some time. And Dallas was the one opportunity that was something I felt was important to keep the current offense in place because of the success that they've had in the past. You know, the productivity on offense is very high. So there will always be things that are different. I think anytime you have a coaching change, that's obvious. Our approach to offense will change. The design of how we put things together will be different. But it's important to build off of the successful concepts and particularly the language that's in place. I'm excited to work with Kellen, and I've really enjoyed our meetings. So I really like the way he looks at the game.
So he's given up that play calling, and he's got his new job. He's got his Jerry Jones hanging out with and all that kind of stuff. And he says, most of the assistant coaches – says he's going to hang on to them down there, keep some continuity. And he said, this is what it's like working for the Cowboys versus working for the Packers.
The organization, the Cowboys organization, it's a unique place. I've enjoyed every day there. The energy is awesome. I think, you feel that from the first time you walk through the doors. So it's, the passion, and it really starts with the Jones family. Just the way they approach everything. So I've really have had my head down. And I think, like all coaches, when you're in that first year, you're just trying to get to the next meeting, get things organized. And, because there's a lot of things that are different for all of us. I got a lot of coaches on my staff that I have not worked with before. So just, putting together protocol, policy, the approach and everything everything we do. So whether it's from game management to football technology, going to Oxnard for training camp. So we just have been grinding through all those things and just, just trying to make sure we're ready. We will be ready when the players get back officially April 6th.
Now, I know it's the Cowboys, and people are saying, why are you talking about the Cowboys? Obviously because of Mike McCarthy. So he was asked because who knows? Maybe you end up facing the Cowboys in the postseason. But he said this is what they have to address needs-wise down in the draft.
When you talk about needs, you can't have enough good football players. And I always point to my past experience in 2010. There's, it took 77 players to win a Super Bowl. So I've never really, I'm not a believer in you're one player away or two players away from winning a championship. So you want to have as many veterans as you possibly can. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to coach a more experienced football team. But that, that rookie class is so important, and really bringing that veteran group and that rookie class together is really where the really good teams take a big step, particularly in November. So just paying attention more to those types of things and making sure that how we install and how we lay out this off-season program, we're able to get the veterans up to snuff, but more importantly, when that rookie orientation, when that new group comes in, that we can get these guys meshed as fast as we can.
So there you go. That was Mike McCarthy down at the Combine.
Stay positive, Bill.
I'm staying positive. I'm positive you're the coach of the Cowboys. I'm positive you and Jerry Jones had a big pajama party.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. I'm positive about that. So I'm feeling good.
Thank you, Bill.
You are so welcome. I am so thrilled that Mike McCarthy is back in the NFL.
I miss the Mike McCarthy drafts. Really do.
It's good
to hear from him.
Yes, it is. I'm so, so glad.
You can book that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I love the fact that Mike's back.
Just have a good year, Mike.
Holy shnikes.
He's got pressure. He's got pressure down there. So
this is ridiculous.
It
is. My God.
It is. I completely get it. Understandable. You to me.
Sick and tired of talking about the negativities.
He's sick and tired of it.
I know you guys, particularly you, Bill, you love your statistics.
So I wonder if he's going to use a lot of statistics in his approach.
Well, he has an analytics team, so he is.
So
he used to say it was for losers.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. There you go. So that being said, Mike McCarthy is back.
We should have I didn't even think about firing up that Decipher machine.
We may have to do that during the season. What we should do, though, and I can't wait for football season for this, but I was thinking about this the other day, is have, because Jerry does his press conference. So we should have Jerry's press conference versus Mike's press conference.
Yes.
And play the quotes and stuff back to back.
And decipher
decipher what is actually being said.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. I
miss the decipher machine.
Yeah, that is something we're gonna have to bring back. The Jerry Jones. I hope that Jerry Jones is giving us another screaming into my pillow in the middle of the night. That was one of the best quotes ever. That sound you hear across Texas, that's me screaming into my pillow.
I'm impressed, Bill. I'm impressed.
My memory recall will never give that one up. I heard that in Miami, too, after his yacht parked. Once Jerry Jones dropped anchor and him and Mike came off of the, in their, you know, royal blue or whatever it was, Dallas Cowboy jammies, and had that pillow fight there on the deck. Yeah, that was pretty wild, too. So anyway, there you have it. Let's do this. We're going to go and take a quick break. When we come back, Craig Kishon, studio host for Fox Sports Wisconsin, going to chat with him a little bit. That is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We're glad you're here today. Thanks so much. Glad to have you. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Craig Kishon, studio host for Fox Sports Wisconsin. Craig, how you doing, buddy?
I'm excellent, my man. How you doing?
I am doing extremely well. I just, I'm fascinated about the Bucs season. I'm ready for baseball, heading out to Arizona here this weekend. So a lot going on. So we'll start with the Bucs first. And Craig, I wanted to ask you, the outside perception is that people are kind of sitting there with their arms folded, waiting for this team either one to fall on its face or not just to make it to the, you know, postseason, but to fail eventually for whatever reason in the Eastern Conference Finals and not make it back. Why is there so much doubt about this Bucks team?
Well, I mean, I wish I had a great answer for you there. You know, the good news is it's not bothering, you know, the team that plays at Pfizer Forum. That's for sure. And we all know this. They're fun to watch. They've got the superstar in Giannis. He should win another MVP. And they're not going to stumble, you know, anytime soon. They're going to obviously run into some great challenges, you know, once they get deep into the playoffs. And it's going to happen for this team. But you just hope from whatever they learned and experienced a year ago against Toronto, maybe we started seeing some of those things come out just the way Giannis played, you know, against the Raptors the other night, in Toronto. I don't think I've ever seen him play any more patiently than he did in that one. And he has 19 points and 19 rebounds and had a great second half and won. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come. But, you know, as far as the national perspective goes, honestly, the only thing that I can ever put my finger on, and God bless, you know, Chris Middleton, he's been an all-star for two straight years, is there's one guy right there who doesn't get any respect at all. And if all these great elite teams that we've been used to watching in the last, you know, couple of decades, always, you know, you have your MVP, and that MVP usually has a running mate with them that pretty much garners almost the equal amount of respect. You know, I'm not sure that Chris Middleton garners any respect nationally at all. So maybe they're looking at this team being one-dimensional, like they saw the failure against Toronto in that Eastern Conference Finals a year ago and just can't get over it. But, you know, hopefully they'll prove them wrong. That's for sure. I really do think they're going to win it all.
I see. I do. I don't think there's a team out there that is deep as them. The one thing that I've said all along, and you and I have not really chatted about this, but the fact that it's not a team full of superstars, it's a team full of role players who play their roles extremely well and gives this team depth, which means it doesn't have to go to Giannis. It doesn't have to be on Middleton. It doesn't have to be on Bledsoe. There's many pieces to fill the bill. And sometimes you don't need three superstars to win a championship. You need guys that just are able to do their role and do it better than the other guys on the floor at the same time, right?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, look, you and I have been, you know, in the city long enough to see what teams can handle players that understand what their role is. And I've been around enough guys that have won championships, players, coaches, and it's always the first thing they say is they had more than one guy that was asked to do something that maybe they weren't wanting to do maybe initially when they started their career, but they understood their role and how they fit into the program and the team. And I've always been a big believer in that. And I, you know, I think we saw it with the rise of the Brewers the last few years. If there's a team that understands their roles and the guys that they brought in any better, it's that team right there. And I think this year's Bucks clearly, you know, the guys that they brought in, they brought them in by choice. They didn't bring them in because they were, you know, some leftovers hanging on. They targeted, you know, guys like Korver and Wes Matthews and Marvin Williams in this case for the second half of the season. And these are guys that clearly understand their roles. And I think they're going to get to 70 wins, even if they have to rest some of their, you know, marquee guys, because like you mentioned, this team is as deep as I've ever seen a Milwaukee Bucks team. And you know, they're counting on guys, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players to do the job, you know, night in and night out.
I also wanted to ask you about Coach Bud, because one of the things that we discussed last week on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour with DiVincenzo was load management. As they get towards 70 and the teams that they're going to face down the stretch, which are all teams that could possibly be jockeying for position when it comes to the postseason, do you really look at what is going to be, as far as load management goes, going for it versus resting legs? Because they're going to find themselves in some real battles, and it's how much do you want to battle with some of these teams for 70 wins versus if you've already locked up the number one seed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, look, the minutes load for all these guys right now, for Giannis and Middleton and Bledsoe, are really drastically low compared to a lot of other stars across the league. I think we're all starting to understand that now. So I think the minutes load and that type of management, I don't think that Coach Bud needs to really sway a whole lot off of that. But certainly he's going to make sure that, you know, if they've got that number one seed and whatever goals that they really want to achieve come month of April or towards the end of March in that final regular season run, that they do it the right way. And I think they have to approach the first round of their playoffs too. If they end up playing, you know, Orlando in the first round, like it's set up right now, same thing. I mean, they played it smart all year, and I think they've understood their depth and their production. And I think that was obviously a huge part of their game plan this year, is making sure that their lead players weren't going to be worn out. They're going to be in position to ramp it up, and they're going to have to be counted on the deeper they go in the playoffs. So I think the pattern is clearly been set. And I honestly, down the stretch, you know, if Giannis is playing 30 minutes a game, you know, you probably want him somewhere near there anyway to stay fresh and to be battle tested. I don't think he has to play 40 or 45 minutes at all to make sure that they win 70 or 71 games or whatever the case may be.
Talking with Craig Kishon, studio host for Fox Sports Wisconsin. I wanted to ask you about Brook Lopez. They made a comment the other night on the national broadcast that he is either the best or one of the top three defenders in the entire NBA. Do you see it that way?
Well, I'll tell you what, the interior defense, he sure has a knack for the ball. He reminds me, you know, of a guy like, you know, Dennis Rodman, who could always go and find the ball and get rebounds. You know, some of the guys that just had a knack for getting a rebound, a loose ball, just knew where the ball was. I mean, defensively, he clearly knows, you know, what his position is. He has great footwork for a big 7-footer. I think inside, if I'm an opponent down the stretch, you know, and you're playing, you know, some tight games and you're getting deep in the playoffs, clearly you have to be aware of him and where you're moving the ball. So, yeah, he's clearly one of the best defenders this year in that paint that I've seen, that's for sure.
Hey, before I let you go, got to ask you about baseball real quick, and for the fact that there's a lot of optimism again this year, and for what the Brewers have done, some will say, and I talked with Brian Anderson and wanted to jump for joy after I got done talking with him with some of the acquisitions the Brewers made in this offseason, but give me your assessment of this team coming into this year, cutting back on payroll, and where they sit in the Central.
Well, I was down there at spring training last week when they had their first full squad workout, and you know, heard Mark talk to the team and Counts talk to the team and David Stearns and just being in there, you know, for the first time when everybody was there, it was a different feel for sure than it has been the last couple of years. Far less superstar lead position players. I think we all understand that right now. But I think, you know, just in watching some of these spring training games already, and watching some of the new guys like a Brock Holt having to, you know, get acclimated with a new team and what he brings defensively. We've already seen him make some great plays. They've got some smart, high Q individual players in there that we all don't know yet. Maybe we've heard a little bit about, but I think, you know, collectively, it's going to be a great way to go about it. And you have to trust the system. You know, I've said this to you before, who can doubt what David Stearns has done? And this is now a new way of assembling a team. And right now these guys are pumped and ready to go. And I'm anxious to see it all unfold. I think the depth that we're talking about with the Bucks is going to be incredibly deep when it comes to the Brewers, and they're going to need that for sure, game in and game out.
Always good to chat, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon, and we'll reconvene then. Okay,
we'll do.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it, buddy. There you go. That is our buddy Craig Kishon, studio host for Fox Sports Wisconsin for both the Bucks and the Brewers, giving us the lowdown on both. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 2020, it is your year to ride, and the time to buy is right now at the number one award-winning Harley-Davidson dealership in Wisconsin. That is Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc. If you're not going out and seeing my buddy Craig out there for a deal right now on a newer used bike, you're crazy. They've got a huge inventory. I was out there about 3 weeks ago, and they were getting all the 2020s in, and I mean, they're jammed. There's motorcycles everywhere. So head out to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc. They've got the perfect bike for you, and do not forget, listen to this. They've got the Bikes and Brews coming up. It's a beer sampling extravaganza. It is March 21st, 5 to 9, unlimited sampling of over 200 local and regional craft beers. There's ciders, there's seltzers, there's pint glasses they're giving away. There's going to be some food on site and then music by the Love Monkeys. It's going to be a great night. If you want tickets, go to WISHD.com and use the promo code RADIO for $10 off. That's WISHD.com and use my code RADIO, 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 and you get $10 off the tickets. It's a great event coming up at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show, talking a little spring training next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are here today. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. We appreciate you hanging out. Thanks to our friends, by the way, over there at Pizza Del Rey in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. JR and his whole staff. Try their pizza buffet, by the way. The unlimited trips to the salad bar and the Mike Clemens approved pudding. Good stuff. 911 North Hastings Way right there in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And don't forget about our buddy Dwayne up there at Dwayne's Cover It All, Wisconsin's best canvas upholstery and boat cover provider. I'm going to go up and see Dwayne and his good buddy Gus and Amy and everybody up there in Wausau coming up here in a couple of weeks. I'll see them up there. I'm going to be there for the RV show, but I'm going to be in town, so I'm going to stop by and say hi. But our friend at Dwayne's, D-U-A-N-E-S, DwayneCoverItAll.com. That is DwayneCoverItAll.com. And I got to try to get my boat back prior to that so I can get the boat up there. That's my whole goal is I'm going to get my Bimini top made for that thing. So I want to get all that done, and because he does it better than anybody. I mean, the guy repaired a little bit of my boat cover, And I was thinking about getting a whole new one, and he's like, eh, you don't need a new one. This thing's really in good shape. I just need to kind of fix a couple of stitches, and did it. And it's stronger. The repairs are stronger than the cover was originally. It's just the guy does incredible work. So thank to our buddy Dwayne at Dwayne's Cover It All. Also, our friends at Stenny, second to National in Walker's Point, Milwaukee's best, hands down, best sports bar. They have shuttles to all the games, the Packers, Brewers, Bucks, Admirals, Marquette, UWM, second and National, and stop in. Tell them we said howdy. Good people down there at Stenny's. So yesterday, when you talk about spring training, the Brewers continue at it. And the Brewers, by the way, today they have the Kansas City Royals at American Family Fields of Phoenix, which it's supposed to be 56 today. Now, it looks like it's going to get warmer over the weekend, but 56 today. Brewers yesterday, they battled back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and they ended up with a 3-3 tie. Against the San Francisco Giants yesterday. And really, you just pay attention to the pitching lines. And Lindblom gives up a couple of hits, one run, earned three strikeouts on the day in two innings of work. Eric Lauer, he ends up throwing a couple of innings, gives up a run, gives up a hit. And then Josh Hader made his debut yesterday. Three strikeouts, 1-2-3, punch him out, call him done, go throw your elbow in an ice bucket. Wall, Williams, Grimm, Lee. They combined for one run between the three, and they all threw up some good numbers. So not a bad day yesterday for your Milwaukee Brewers. Eric Sogard yesterday led things off. Had a walk, but otherwise didn't get on board. Just a few hits scattered. Smoke a couple of hits yesterday, by the way. 2-for-3, not a bad day at the plate. But we're early on in Cactus League play, and I love it. Absolutely love it. When it comes to Corbin Burnes and Willie Peralta, now Peralta just signs the deal. Freddie Peralta. Do you kind of have the sense that these guys are ready to explode? That they're going to be the anchors? These guys, these young arms, these young guys are going to be that anchor in that rotation, that they're going to be anchors in that pitching staff to come? I'm looking forward to some of the youth. This is a year that these cats got to step up. Stay tuned. We'll talk more about that in the Bill Michael Show right after this.
Michael's Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.